The Gospels According to Love, April 16, Matthew chapter 16. Who is Jesus? The Pharisee along with the Sadducee came tempting Jesus. They desired that Jesus would show them a sign from heaven. Jesus answered, "When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, it will be foul weather, for the sky is red and lowering. You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. A wicked, adulterous generation seeks after a sign. There is no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas." Jesus left them and departed. Jesus and his disciples were coming to the other side when they noticed they had forgotten to take bread. Jesus said to them, "Take heed, beware of the bread of the Pharisees and Sadducees." The disciples reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." Jesus perceived their thoughts. "O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have no bread? Do you not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves that fed 5,000? How many baskets did you take up? The 7 loaves fed the 4,000. How many baskets did you take up? How is it you do not understand that I spoke not to you concerning the bread, that you beware of bread of Pharisees and Sadducees?" They understood then that Jesus bade them not to beware of bread, but of the doctrine of Pharisees and of Sadducees. Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" They said, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremy, or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but our love that is in heaven. I say also to you that you are Peter. Upon this rock I will build love's church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of love. Wherever you bind on earth is bound in love. Also, whatever you loosen on earth is loosened also in love." Jesus charged his disciples that they tell no one he was Christ. From that time forth, Jesus began to reveal to the disciples how he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, being also killed, then be risen up on the 3rd day. Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him. "Be it far from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." Jesus said to Peter, "Get yourself behind me, hey. You are an offense to love. You savor not the things that be of love, but those that be of men." Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone will come after love, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow love. Whoever saves their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for love's sake will find life. What has one profited if they gain the whole world and lose their soul? What shall one give in exchange for their soul? The Son of Love comes in the glory of love with love's angels, then rewards everyone according to their love. There are some standing here that shall not taste death until they see the Son of Love here in his kingdom."